Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Take your banking to the next level with GoTime Bank. With GoTime Bank, we make your banking easier, sustainable, and secure.
GoTime Bank offers a 5% per annum savings interest rate, no missions to complete, no limits to worry about.
So unlock your financial potential with no minimum amount and no deposit caps.
So what are you waiting for? Create a GoSave account with GoTime Bank now.
Download the free GoTime Bank app and open an account today.
Visit www.gotime.com.ph. So that's GOTYME.com.ph for more information.
Ba-da-da-ba-da. Halala Show Season 4 Mix Number
26.
26. Oops. Yes. Okay. Welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. Our beatboxer in the background over there, that's Rika G, all the way in the UK, man. How you doing?
Hello. And that's JC, all the way in the Philippines for me.
Yes.
But for people listening in the Philippines, in the
Kapit
same.
Bahay. What's up, kapitbahay?
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome to the Halo Halo Show. This is a podcast about everything and anything under the sun. And we have a lot of things to talk about. Really fun times, too.
Indeed.
So first of all, we do have a structure. Mm-hmm. And we start with telling you all about our lives, unsolicited, mm-hmm. very real.
Very raw. You know? Raw dogging our lives into your ear holes, says Rika.
No, thank you. Parang noon na lang.
Yeah. That's called Where You Been. And then we move on to our TTs, our trending topics for today. And we have four on the agenda. Because we've only done three in the last few. And B, because we now have a Zoom premium account.
Yay!
Yeah. So today's TTs, Rika G, what is on the agenda?
Okay. I made it clear this time because last week I made it like jumble. So this time around, we're going to talk about the Hercules live action film. So
Hercules,
who they're eyeing?
Hercules.
I know. I love Hercules.
Me too.
I think it's like one of the top three like old Disney movies that I like. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mm-hmm. So there's going to be a Hercules live action movie, and we're going to talk about, you know, who our bets are. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to talk about Bibi Rexha. Her incident during one of her performances where a fan, quote-unquote a fan, threw a phone
right.
on her face, okay? Which is a serious thing. Yeah. I know, it sounds insane. It sounds
right.
insane.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've seen the photos, it is so, super serious.
Yeah.
And then also, we're going to talk about the Titanic sub-search.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Titanic submarine search that's happening. So basically, up until now, they're lost.
Yes.
Up, like down.
To the wire.
In the sea.
Mm-hmm. Down to the wire down in the sea.
What wire?
Yes.
Nang ano, nang fiber optic,
diba? Under the sea lines.
Under the sea.
And the last thing we're going to be talking about is Taylor Swift, all the Swifties, specifically the Filipino Swifties that have felt the scorn of being snubbed from the tour, Taylor Swift's tour, and some of the things, the discussions happening around why she decided to not make a stop here in Manila, despite, you know, the Filipino Taylor Swift fans probably being one of the loudest and most passionate fans out there. So we'll talk about that. If you want to jump straight to the TTs, we do have timestamps in the podcast description wherever you're listening to this on. But shall we begin with Where You Been?
Where You Been? Go ahead.
All right. I'll start. Let's start with, and I got to say, you have to watch Extraction 2 on Netflix, friend.
Okay.
It's so good. Did you watch the first one? No.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to assume it's always a no for you. So
no, it's always no. It's a no this time because I did watch the trailer for the first one,
okay.
And dun palang medyo hindi na ako na entice. So
okay,
it's fine. Na entice talaga.
It's good though. It's if you're a fan of action films specifically, It draws a lot of inspiration. The first Extraction, well, both Extraction, but the first Extraction, if I'm trying to sell you on it, it's a mix between like John Wick and The Raid and like those military movies set in, you know, foreign countries. It's a really good first opening movie, Extraction 1. But Extraction 2 takes it to the next level, man. And I know you haven't seen it, Rika G, but if you do, you're going to be impressed just from the action cinematography.
So who are they extracting this time?
Okay,
or is it a spoiler?
Yeah, so the first one, they're extracting a kidnapped kid. Yeah, kidnapped kid.
Yeah.
And the second one, there's also kids involved again, but also it's a family this time in Extraction 2. I won't spoil who the family they're rescuing is, but it's good enough. It's a good enough like reason for Tyler Rake, who's played by the sexy Chris Hemsworth, right, to go back mm-hmm. into action. Because if you watch the first one, you're like, how is he going to do this again? Like, because he gets fucked up in the first one, right?
Right.
So in the second one, you're like, I wonder what the storyline's going to be. And I think it's just the cinematography, as I was mentioning, there's a lot of one take action sequences, which is a cinematic like feat alone. Like if you've ever filmed any video, to do it all in, well, it's not really one take for sure, but they film it as a one take shot. And Extraction 2 has an even longer one than the one that they had in the first movie. And there's more action. Like that's all I can say. It's so good. And the thing is, you know, for all the fans of John Wick out there, I have been saying, like, it kind of rivals John Wick, at least maybe the fourth one, in terms of the best action movie of the year so far, I would say. And I love John Wick 4. So if you haven't seen Extraction, go watch Extraction 1 and 2. Since we're talking about Netflix, I know you're a fan of this series. I don't know if you've watched the latest season, Rika G, Black Mirror. Have you seen it?
Oh, I haven't seen it because I've been, you know, too obsessed with the Tour de France.
Oh, that yeah.
I
can't there you go.
Function.
But that's on Netflix too, right?
It is. It is on Netflix. Yeah. And I've seen a lot of. I feel like one of these days I will. So it's a season, right?
It is. It's a brand new season. Season 6. So. It's comprised of 5 episodes. No spoilers, of course, but I would say this is a hit and miss season. Like there's out of the 5 episodes, I would probably say I enjoyed 3 of them. And it's weird because this season for me also has probably the worst Black Mirror episode I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying to avoid it because I know some people, when I look on Reddit and stuff, it depends. Some people really liked it. But for me, the episode called Maisie Day is the worst Black Mirror episode I've ever seen. It's so garbage, in my opinion.
Paano po bigyan yun pala yung favorite ko? I'm like, it's the best!
But I will say that this episode also has 2 of the better ones in recent memory. So I still think it's worth a watch if you really want to, you know, just choose and pick, because usually each episode standalone, diba? You can look up maybe like Black Mirror Season 6 episode ranked or whatever if you want to do it that way. Or just completely skip Maisie Day if you want. But overall, it's pretty
good. What would be your best? Like
my best?
One.
Oh, there's 2.
Yeah.
Two, I guess, for me. One is called Across the Sea, which has Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. And he's just as good in terms of acting as he was in Breaking Bad. It also has Josh Hartnett, who I had a huge man crush on in my early teens when he was in Pearl Harbor and stuff.
Right on.
So that one. And the other one is called something Loch Ness, like LOCHNESS. But it has nothing to do with the Loch Ness Monster. It's about true. I think that's the one I feel like you would like the best because, you know, I know you're super into true crime documentaries and podcasts and stuff. That tackles that aspect of people's obsession with true crime stuff. So those are the 2.
Wait, so this is just the season?
This season.
I was asking like overall.
Overall, I mean, White Christmas, Nosedive, The History of You. Those are like 3 that stick out to me. But there's a lot. I mean, even Striking Vipers and the USS whatever, I forgot what it was, were pretty good in my opinion. Although I know Striking Vipers has a lot of hate towards it. How about you though, out of top of your head?
I really like Hated in the Nation.
That's one. That one's good too.
Yeah, it's a really good one that I didn't actually expect would have that turn. Because at first you're like bees,
right?
okay. Yeah. And is, then big weird, lang, no? You know, yeah. I mean, definitely, I think not because it's such a good episode, but because it was the first one, the very first one, the
Prime Minister one?
The pig, the Prime Minister and the pig. I mean, like, when it comes to, you know, storyline or whatever, it's not the best, but for me, it just really stuck to me.
It gives you, I mean, it's what gives you the vibe of Black Mirror.
Of Black Mirror, exactly. It's like you want to take a shower after that episode.
True, gotta take a walk, smoke a cigarette, right? After. But the earlier seasons, I would say, still are top tier in terms of bleakness of it all. I guess I would call it the, because it was bought by Netflix like after season 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. So like the British Black Mirror is what they call it. Most people call it.
Yeah.
I think it really stands out. But, you know, overall, there's still good episodes in every season. So,
you know what surprised me?
What's
the
that?
Miley Cyrus one. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know that I would enjoy it. It's just that, kasi Ryan is a big fan of the Black Mirror series. Mm-hmm. And parang he made me watch that episode because I've never watched it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is kind of funny too.
Yeah.
It was the funniest scene there was when she got plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
Like a charger or something. It's para sa amigos and I'm what the?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And on people's list, like I see on TikTok, people reviewing like all the Black Mirror episodes, that falls on the bottom for a lot of people.
Really?
Like, it's in the bottom, like bottom 3 or 4. But I'm surprised because I also enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah.
So I guess it really just goes to show, like, it depends on your taste. So maybe Maisie Day, Rika G, maybe you'll really like
that.
But I think you're going to hate it, bro. It's so weird. Like, this season, it took a turn. I don't want to spoil it because if I do say something, you're going to expect it. Just watch it and just let me know
I
what
will.
You think, man. But other than that, man, those are the things that I watch. Oh, I watched The Flash. We watched The Flash earlier this week. Yeah, so the movie itself was actually very entertaining, I would say. I mean, even though there's a lot of issues with Ezra Miller and whatnot, I think the movie as a standalone film, you know, it has Michael Keaton. That's not really a spoiler because it's in the trailers. But I don't know if you ever remember the original Batman movies, like Michael Keaton, like the first one. Do you ever watch that live one?
No, I don't think so. Keaton, wait.
Yeah,
no,
yung OG, yung kasama si Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
No.
Yeah, so he's a big part of the movie, and he's one of the best parts of the film. And it just brings into, you know, the world, like, the thing that yung uso ngayon is the multiverse, whether it's both in Marvel and here. So it kind of brings that in together. And I would actually rank it in the, if we're doing live-action DC movies, I would put it, like, top 4, man. Top 3, even, maybe, which is surprising. The CGI, there's a lot of crappy CGI, I would say. But overall, the enjoyment of the film, it didn't detract from the enjoyment of the film. So
who's the villain there?
The villain actually is multiple people, you would say. And I don't want to spoil one villain. But the other villain is a villain from an older movie that was part of this, like, series. You know, like, it's from
the
Justice League, Superman, Batman kind of this.
I'm trying to remember a villain from, like, the Justice League.
They're not very memorable, no.
Not very memorable.
Yeah, man. But other than that, so those are the movies that I watched. I did host an event last week. I told you about it. The Paw Patrol, right? The little kids.
Oh, yeah,
kids, man. They love Paw Patrol so much. And it was super fun. And then I had a shoot for SM Cyberzone. And so I had 2 days of shooting. And we talked with different brand ambassadors for different cell phones. And there was one phone that... literally, they said you could drop it and smash it. And I was just going at it, man. I was going pam, 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 trying to break the screen. It is incredible. It's an Honor phone. That's the name of the brand, Honor.
Okay.
But yeah, Finn, man.
All right. Okay, so my turn. When it comes to things that I watched this week, just because I got really obsessed with, you know, pro cycling and not just the Tour de France last week after, you know, finishing the
series.
Documentary on Netflix, I went on, you know, into the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Deep into the rabbit hole.
Further than the wives and girlfriends?
No, yeah,
okay.
Further.
All right.
Further, yeah. So I did watch, like, the other tours and the other competitions that happened, like, a month before or like a few weeks before the Tour de France, because it's happening in 2 weeks. So I've been deep diving, and it's just been super fun for me. I don't know if I can, like, if this is the right time for me to geek out, because the whole week I've been geeking out and messaging, you know, messaging random people, hey, have you watched blah, 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 and nobody has watched anything. Like Giro d'Italia. I'm like, who?
Who's that?
I don't have friends. I don't have friends who watch any of those. Like Tour de Suisse. I mean, I'm the only one, like, in my friend group. But I was pleasantly surprised, because I did post like my finally, I'm finally telling it to the world that I'm obsessed with, you know, pro cycling competitions and everything on my Instagram. And people were like, you know, replying and asking me stuff and stuff like that. Obviously, hindi pa ako makapag-reply na parang, oh, who are your bets or whatever. Kasi, you know, I don't really know a lot of things yet. So I'm just there for the vibes and there for the vibes. Anyway, but you know what I did though? Dahil sa kaadikan ko, you know what I did? I joined a competition to win a pro like a cycling kit, guess. I know. I joined a competition in the, like, the Instagram of this one team that I'm rooting for. So you just have to put in questions that you want to ask them, and then your question will be featured in one of their YouTube videos or something like that. But TBH, I really want it. Yeah. TBH, at this point, medyo malalim na ako sa rabbit hole, guys. So I don't know if I'll be able to, like, tell you all about, like, stuff that I watch throughout the week, because it's just really super random.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah, so we're like 2 weeks away from the Tour de France, and I'm so happy. I feel like Netflix really did well on releasing that documentary for people to kind of, like, have time for people to have time to obsess over it. You know what I mean? Like the Tour de France. Kasi hindi siya like 1 week before the race. They released it like, what, 3 weeks before the race? 4 weeks.
So, to build up hype.
So parang, to build up hype. And that's, I feel like, marketing genius.
It is.
Amazing. Anyway, so I've been like literally geeking out about that the whole week. And then actually this week, I also went back to Bristol, because I've been staying with Ryan here in Surrey for the past month. But I did go back in Bristol, which is like a 2-hour train ride. So, hindi siya madali. Hindi siya like mabilis. It's not like one jeepney ride away or something. Yeah, so I had to go back and I stayed there for 5 days. So, I met up with my friend a couple of times, Charlotte. Charlotte is a real person.
Charlotte, I saw her on your stories.
I know. So, we went to a Filipino like food festival type of thing. And it was so, like, I felt so at home. Nice. Kasi pagpasok mo pa lang, may nagkakaraoke na. You know what I mean? Like, yung parang, may kumakanta na ng Listen by Beyonce. Ganon. As in, like, may AGs. And I was like, honestly, I was so not ashamed na parang ako, I was explaining to Charlotte, because she's from Northern Ireland. I was explaining to her that we just really like to sing out loud with a microphone, okay? That's it. That's our culture, okay? It's super simple. And then they were also selling, you know, a lot of Filipino food. Pero at the same time, grabe ang mahal. Ang mahal, but understandably, because, you know, the ingredients, they come from the Philippines.
True.
So parang yung hot dog, ang mahal. It's like £5. How much is
that? £5 for, ano?
£5 for one
red hot dog?
Yung red hot dog. Dude, ano magkano yun? Parang 400 pesos.
Parang ganun yata.
Parang ganun.
Dang.
So, you know, ginto is really, yeah. But I'm super happy because I got to buy and taste again Halo Halo, which is, like, you know, shout out to our show. So yeah, that was a really fun time, and I did let her taste a bunch of delicacies. So the first thing was the Halo Halo, which was good because it was a hot day that day, and, you know, the refreshing ice and milk and ube ice cream and everything was just the perfect
thing. Has she ever had ube before?
No, she has never. She actually doesn't know about ube. And I was trying to remember if the English term for ube, it's not purple yam, right? It's different.
Is it? It's not purple yam? Di ba purple yam?
Akala ko iba eh. But anyway, I did say that, you know, ube is ube.
Ube.
And then we should make that a shirt.
Was that
ube
her,
is ube.
Was that her face? What was her face? I need to know her exact reaction. to Uber.
Actually, I am going to post a YouTube Shorts about it, Shorts vlog. Right. Yeah, so I'm gonna, because there was a time that I got, so we got fresh lumpia, lumpia sariwa, mm-hmm. and then we also got the red hot dog, and then we also got kuchinta.
Ooh.
And I got a Korean hot dog, but that wasn't creepy. Okay. It was just like, you know, a lot of people like Korean food. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, true.
Diba? So anyway, so when I let her taste the lumpiang sariwa, she kind of liked it. Also, she was, you know, I think she's a vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
So paano medyo na enjoying na ang daming, or Ule. Parang hindi naman pala vegetarian. More like, what do you call this? Like, she just likes vegetables. So anyway, she enjoyed, yeah. Because sometimes she would enjoy like vegetarian options, but right. she's not really a vegetarian. Yes. Anyway, so she enjoyed how fresh it was. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like even the crepe thing.
Yung wrap. Yung wrap.
Oh, yeah. The wrap. Because I think it's a crepe, right? I believe so.
Lumpia wrapper, anyway. Di ba?
Lumpia wrapper. Oh, lumpia wrapper. Para kasi siyang crepe material. For me.
Yeah.
And then I also let her try lumpia, which is like the deep fried lumpia version. And then I think there was menudo. And kasi may table dun na free food lang eh. Like you can literally just take the food. So, mukha kami ng menudo, chicken ala king, and like rice and stuff. So, she kind of enjoyed those. It's just that obviously kasi syempre for something that, you know, that's new to you. Tapos masos pa.
Mm.
Alam mo yun, parang medyo iffy.
Yes.
But when she did taste it, she really liked the menudo and stuff. And then, what's funky about her, she thought that it was really funky, the red hot dog. Sabi niya, I have never eaten anything that's that red my entire life. This parang, well, you know, it's gonna be good. It's salty and everything. Yeah. So when she did taste it, she said that it's like a normal hot dog. Yeah. It's like a hot dog. It's just weird. Diba? Yeah, it's parang weirdohan lang daw siya how red it was. And I, like we were laughing the whole time. And then another thing that freaked her out was the kuchinta. Because we grew up with it.
Mm.
Na parang, I never thought that oh nga naman, it has a weird consistency because it's jelly like, but it's sweet.
Yeah.
Jelly, sweet, and then it has coconut and stuff.
But it's not overly sweet din eh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hindi naman siya overly sweet. Mm. But still, alam mo yun, parang jelly siya eh.
Yeah.
And for, I guess for a lot of people, you know, people won't just like bite into a dry jelly.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Kasi dry siya eh. Hindi siya yung parang shiny
gelatinous.
Jelly.
Yeah, it's not super gelatinous.
So I did explain to her like what you use in it. It's like, you know, rice flour and brown sugar. That's why it's brown and then steamed and everything like that. So, tinaste naman nga. It's just that sabi nga, you know, sometimes I really get anxious with like, you know, new food, but thanks for letting me try this. So, I'm really happy that she got to try Filipino food and that she got to, you know, like experience a Filipino like fiesta party type of thing. Kasi literally, it really reminded me of a fiesta. Kasi parang may food, merong table doon na may free food lang.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos may hot dog. Alam mo yun, kulang na lang like scramble. You know what I mean? And stuff. And then there was a program. They had a raffle and everything. So that was really fun. After that, actually, we went to a coffee shop. It was really nice. It's called Sweven Coffee. Sweven. So I don't know if you guys will ever be in Bristol at any point in your lives, but I do recommend that coffee shop. And they're just really like, I mean, parang very Japanese Korean aesthetic.
Ay, yung uso din dito yun thing.
Yeah, yung parang very minimalist and everything, but they do have like really, really nice equipment there, which goes well with the place. So it's really nice. After that, actually, the next day, that night actually itself, I went on an interview with a group, like a Christian group called Bristol Street Pastors. And if you guys don't know, I'm doing my master's degree and I'm doing my final project, which is a 30-minute documentary about homelessness here in Bristol and their access to food and drink. So anyway, I had to interview them for my documentary. Yeah. And then basically, this is so bizarre to me because I don't think I've ever experienced or encountered a group that does this service for a city. Mm-hmm. So it's a group that's called Bristol Street Pastors. And then what they do is they go out on like Friday and Saturday nights, which is madaming like lumalabas to party and everything,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would just go around like different bars and different clubs in different like parts of the city where a lot of people are drinking so that they can help people. Like kunwari lang may nahulog sa harbor or may nagpass out.
May nahulog sa harbor?
Yeah, dude. Apparently, a lot of people fall into the harbor every week. Ako din, nagulat din ako na parang, di ba parang may barrier yan or something?
Yun
anyway. Yeah, but a lot of people like, nagtatangka talaga sila to like jump into the harbor and shit. And, wow. You know, obviously, if you don't know how to swim, baga parang liquid courage na lang. Na parang,
okay. Yeah. I can do this. Hey, watch me. Hold my Cosmo. Hold my beer.
Yeah, so a lot of people apparently do that. So, and then they're also helping out people who are just like, they lost their shoes.
Yeah, alam their phone yung parang walang
blanket, their right. phone, everything. So they carry around like bags of flip-flops and water and some candies na parang just to help out the drinking population.
Very
basically.
Very ano, Shibuya meltdown crowd, no?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So parang and at the same time kasi they also help out people who are living on the streets. Mm. So whenever they encounter people kasi usually these are people who are in the like the city center, like yung center yeah. talaga. So they would help them out, give them water and then ask them na parang, you know, do you have anywhere, you know, you can stay temporarily? You want to get on.
Yes.
And it's such a bizarre concept for me because I don't think we have that in the Philippines.
Not really.
Na parang a group that would go out and help the drinking population and, you know, people on the streets and everything.
We don't.
Grabe. It
was such a... Barangay Tanod.
Pwede.
Pero kasi... That's the most we have.
Actually, the thing is, actually, ang smart din nila. Kasi even them, to be a Bristol Street Pastor, you kind of have to go through training, mental health, like suicide prevention. You
right.
need to have water training. You need to have everything. Kasi you can't just be like, okay, tutulong ako. Ganyan. Mm. So they have training, which is super good. Also, they pointed out to me na parang, it's also different kasi when, let's say, the police are trying to help people, the people would think or the public would think that I'm in trouble.
Right, right.
Yeah. Parang ayoko. I don't want to get help from you. Nakatakot. Mm. So that's why they're there as just civilians who are trying to help. But they're not intimidated
yeah.
by them.
That's cool. Diba? Huh?
They're not in the police uniform.
Nice.
But ang galing, what's also cool about them is they have these walkie-talkies among all of the like almost
volunteers.
All of them. Volunteers. And that walkie-talkie is actually in the what do you call this? In the line of the walkie-talkies of like the bouncers and the police.
Oh,
para siyang centralized.
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Para siyang centralized. So they hear it when there's this one club with a bouncer na parang nagkakaroon sila ng problem with people there. So they can hear it on their walkie-talkie.
Diretso na sila dun.
Diretso sila dun. And at the same time, diretso sila sa police and ambulance service because instead of waiting for them, you know, kunwari yung ambulance is like 10 minutes away instead of waiting for the ambulance. So, tatawagan na nila. They don't have to call anything. And then, the people who need help can already get help from the Bristol Street Pastors,
nice,
which is like,
man.
Cool. Diba?
Oh, yeah.
Ang galing-galing ng concept. Galing. First time din. Sabi ko sa main guest ko, main interview work ko, na parang, this is such an eye-opening concept. So, yeah. It was just cool. Anyway, last one would be, I went on a bike ride yesterday with Ryan. We went on this cafe that's on the river, like on the canal, sorry. So, yeah, if you guys search it, the place is called Kiwi and Scott. Mm. And it's the cafe is actually on this like longboat. And then it's like right beside the canal. Na hindi naman yung canal na parang canal
kung
na.
Kung saan tumatalon yung mga ano, yung mga drunk people. But they can
frogs.
Sober up there,
mga
huh?
Frogs.
They can sober up there after.
Yeah, yeah, actually, pwede. Pero anyway, it's a really nice cafe. And it was just such a nice day to ride my bike. And yeah, I think I'm gonna end there.
All right.
Finn.
All right. Let's wapow to our first TT. Let's talk about Hercules.
Oh my gosh.
Let's delve into the story, Rika G. According to Sean Bailey, who is the president of Walt Disney Pictures, he recently told the New York Times that there will be a live-action remake of the 1997 animated movie Hercules, and you mentioned earlier that it's probably top three for you, huh? Top three live action.
Yes, it is.
Top three cartoon, I mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And actually, what I got really interested about this is because I'm wondering who they're going to cast. And we do know that Danny DeVito is, you know, like the one of the famously who voiced, what's the character's name?
The half horse. Yeah, filthy.
Maybe half goat.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about.
And
right?
Then apparently people are interested to play Hercules. Disney is interested in Taron Egerton and Michael B. Jordan. What do you think?
I mean, they have the body, at least in terms of they have the Herculean like look. I think that Taron Egerton can sing. I know he can sing because he sings in the animated movies Sing 1 and Sing 2. I don't know if Michael B. Jordan can sing. If he can, then it would be good. If this is going to be a musical, which I hope that it will be. Like, I feel like they have to go down that route because they have Hercules.
Zero to Hero.
Right? Hercules has all the, like banger songs, man.
You know what? Actually, one of my... For sure. My favorite song in, like, the Disney, whole Disney whatever would be... you no chance, no, no way. I won't
you can say
I'm
that
in
with
love.
You can say
I
that would, with conviction. That's your best song.
With conviction.
Yeah, I respect that. Yeah, that's a great song.
I won't
song.
Say I'm in love.
It's a great song.
Sha la 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 la. Ah.
Okay, but who are people wanting to play Meg, or at least who do you want to play Meg? If you have an idea,
oh
if
my
you already
gosh.
Have one in mind, heat up, diba?
Ang hirap because I, you know what? Kasi masungit si Meg, diba? Yeah. I was thinking. That girl in Euphoria, si Maddie.
I know who you're talking about. I forgot her name in real life. The Latina girl, right?
Yeah, feeling ko lang it would be parang perfect yung kasungitan niya.
True.
Kasi masungit si Meg.
True.
I don't know.
Of course,
maybe,
I mean,
you know.
Sina.
I know, maybe I'm just like, you know, just... Obviously, I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
So, ikaw ba? Who do you think would play Meg the best?
Well, you know what? Meg is like, she's top. Because she made a god fall in love with her, right? Like, I guess a semi-god.
Two gods. Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even more in, like, the actual lore, I think. Well, at least, I don't know if Meg's a real character. But, you know, like, for that, in Greek mythology, right? Gods always fall for, like, beauty that is... You know, good enough for the gods, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You'd have to cast someone, and they should be able to sing to do your favorite song justice. I don't know, man. There's a lot of talented. I feel like they should go down the route of casting someone unknown, though. Like for the two main roles. Like, I mean, being Hercules and Meg. I think that would be great. But for the muses, I know that people on Twitter are super abuzz about like who should play the muses. Names like Lizzo. And Jasmine and Amber Riley are also names that are being thrown around. But you need like
what if
fierce, ano
lang?
Diba?
What if like wild card lang Awkwafina? Oh,
you know what? I'm an Awkwafina.
I'd be down.
I'm not a stan, but I'm not an Awkwafina hater, and I'm down.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Diba?
Low key, I'm down. I'm down.
Can you imagine?
Right? I'm down. Right. Jennifer Hudson, also another name, and I'm sure she would do great. She would kill it. Oh man, I don't know. I mean, even like the other characters, like Zeus and Hades, of course. Who should play Hades? He's probably one of the best Disney villains too, because he's funny.
Oh yeah,
but he's charismatic and also you know
that's
he's
the thing.
Evil.
That's the thing with evil people.
Yeah,
that they're
man.
Always funny.
Dude, I don't know, man. I feel like andame. But yeah, so Twitter is abound with all these fan castings. I think Danny DeVito would be fine though as you know if he
you
were to reprise
so?
His role as Phil. And some
I don't
people
think he would be.
You
I don't think
so?
He would be open to like no. I don't think he would be open to at this time of his career to parang mug prosthetics and everything.
Siguro. But he's so funny and Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Is.
So
yeah.
And he's still doing that kind of humorous role. Some people are saying Jeff Goldblum from you know Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic
Park. Oh my God!
Park,
yeah.
As Hades,
yeah.
As Hades would be a
Ooh,
a good
that
casting.
Would be interesting.
So yeah, I mean. that's what's happening. Like, that's just what people are talking about online right now. Any more thoughts on the Hercules live action fan castings on this point?
I'm just so excited. I cannot wait.
There we go, man. All right. Let's whoop-pow to our next TT. This one, Bibi Rexha, as Rika G used to call her. Anong tawag?
Bebe.
Bebe Rexha.
Bebe Rexha. And I said that on air, you guys. I am just so, I cannot. Anyway, so, okay, at this point, okay, fine. I'm just going to say Bebe Rexha.
Okay, I'm going to
because
Bebe
Rexha. She is a Bebe.
Yeah, she is.
Anyway, a fan threw a phone on her face, like in her face, mm-hmm. like in one of her concerts.
Yeah.
And so the video is on Twitter. It's everywhere. And you guys can see that after the phone was thrown to her face, mm-hmm. she fell to the ground. Like literally, obviously, yung una shock.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, I can't believe that this happened to me. And then she fell to the ground and obviously people went to her. And then she released a photo right after and she has like a black eye yeah. and her face is swollen basically. Yeah. So they did get the guy who threw the phone to her face. And he did say like in his interview, grabe, nagkakamali ako sa his and her.
Yeah.
Anyway, he did say in his interview na parang he threw the face. He threw the phone to her face okay. because he thought that it would be funny.
Yeah. At first, kasi when before I found that out about that, I thought maybe, kasi diba sometimes fans, they hand their phone or maybe just lightly toss it so that the artist can take a photo or a video or a selfie. You know, with the phone, but in this case, it was intentional and meant to. Well, he said he thought it would be funny, but he really tried to hit her. Like he aimed for her head.
If you see the video when he threw the phone, yung parang corner ng phone yung tumama sa face niya. Yeah. And I feel like on some level we know the pain of like a phone falling on your face when you're like, you know, scrolling on Facebook in the middle of the night. Diba? Ang sakit na. Ang sakit na kaya noon at that point.
Oh, tas iPhone diba? Lang yun, hindi Nokia. Imagine in the, you know, back in the day.
Yung phone?
Hindi ko alam. Sinasabi ko lang, it would probably, if I was gonna get hit by a phone, the last phone I would want to be hit by is a Nokia 3310. Feel ko it's a brick.
And then, actually, you know what? 5510.
Oh, diba? Pwede din. Ang laki din nun.
Diba? But, yeah, she has a cut on her face.
Yeah,
and
man,
she has a
gnarly.
Bruised, like, eyelid. It's gnarly. So, at this point, people are talking about this issue and questioning that should phones be banned in concerts? And what do you think about that? Because obviously at this point, ano na lang siya, normal na siya. Mm. It's an extension of your hands.
Yeah.
But will this spark like, you know, a movement or
true,
something?
True, true. I know I saw a TikTok where Bruno Mars actually already does that because apparently his justification, and I think that it's very sound, is that people nowadays are too focused on filming that they don't get to enjoy the whole experience. And we have a Lecha fan who actually chimed in because we posted our TTs prior to recording. This one from Lawrence who says, 90s and late 2000s concerts are the best. And then he puts, my era. No smartphones recording and blocking the scene. People just enjoying and grooving with the music. But now it's impossible to ban phones during concerts.
Yeah.
Minsan, nakakainis lang sa concert. Pag sabay-sabay nagtataasan ng mga phones pagsimula. But you just have to enjoy the show na lang. Or maybe I'm just old lang din. You know, it does have that. I get where he's coming from when he's saying that last comment. It's like, are we that old man now that's like, back in my day, right?
Yeah.
But I think Lawrence has a very fair point. That's what I was going to say. A lot of it is, I mean, there are a few people out there that are recording so that they can review the memory. But I think a lot of people are just reviewing to show that they're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, I got tickets. And it's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely. We've been there in their shoes.
Oh, yeah,
na
for
parang,
sure.
Ako, I definitely had to take a video of like one song ng Coldplay just to say na, wait lang.
Yeah, it's real.
I'm here.
It's happening.
It's real.
Yeah.
But I think Lawrence can only say that it's because na-experience niya yung point na walang cell phones in concerts.
Yeah.
But can you imagine, you know, these kids nowadays who are
glued.
I can't believe I'm saying that line. These kids who were born in the 2000s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Na wala silang alam, but to actually take a video of of what's going on in of their a concert. Life. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So parang it's kind of hard to regulate that, especially because phones, when you go into a concert, talagang it's also for your safety. You need your phone.
Yeah,
so,
I get that as
so
well.
What are they going to do? And I'm actually a little curious about what happens in a Bruno Mars concert. I don't know. Titigil siya if he sees...
A phone? I don't know. But in terms of to address yung... I know the other concern would be, paano kung nawala yung phone ko, right? During the whole handling process. So in Bruno Mars's concert, the guy on TikTok showed... Like, they have a technology na parang basta nakatag yung phone mo sa isang whatever so that for sure that you'll get your phone back. Because I've done similar things for movie screenings. I think you've made, right? Movie screenings. They put your phone in a Ziploc and they give you a card. So maybe, but it, yun lang, when it versus a movie and a huge concert with thousands of people, I'm sure the logistics are way different. And Bruno Mars has that kind of money, I guess. But what about
smaller
artists?
Bumili siya ng like 10,000 Apple tags.
Mga ganun. Diba pwede? He has the money, man.
Sobrang yaman niya.
Yeah. But, you know, just to answer your question, I would be okay with it not being, you know, with no phones there.
Bro, the weirdest time for me would be probably like a little bit before 2010. Kasi people were getting taking videos on their iPads.
Yeah, iPad.
Ako parang medyo ibang level na yun eh. Parang phones, okay, pwede pa. Pero, di ba parang 13-inch iPad? Nakakaloka ka.
Tapos magbabasa ng e-book, no? While waiting, di ba? But I always say, not always, but I liken it to, you know, whenever you go to a party and you have those people taking photos of like yung cake and stuff. Dude, those photos never see the light of day.
Oh, yeah.
For me. And these videos are gone. And I mean, they get posted to stories and then they probably are never seen again. Like, besides maybe once, you know, if your friend says, oh, pumunta ka sa, you know, Bruno Mars, pakita nga. And they'll probably show it that one time. But like, what is the actual purpose of your recording? I think is something that people should maybe, you know, keep in mind when they do that. Like, I get it. Like, you want to post the story that, you know, Ariana comes out on stage, it's so cool. Right. But then after that, man, it's gone in the wind for most people. I'm not saying everyone, but for most people. So, I don't know, man.
Also, that's a crappy friend for you to have na parang patingin nga po sa ano Bruno Mars ko. Sige ka.
Receipts. I need receipts.
No, get out of my face. Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, how about you? Like, obviously, you would still bring your phone, right?
You have to bring your phone to the venue.
Do you take a lot of videos? When was the last concert that
I haven't
you
really
went
been to concert. But when I do go to concerts, I usually take one to,
at
the start. Pag labas ng artist, because usually that's a hype moment.
That's favorite song, pwede.
Favorite song, and then, of course, yung encore. So, bali three minimum.
Yeah.
So, and even that, I think that might be pushing it in terms of what maybe these people are going for in the phoneless at all, like go completely phoneless. But at the same time, it wouldn't kill me. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be like, no, I need to bring my phone. Like, I wouldn't be a Karen about it. But logistics-wise, and as you said, people are really tethered to their phones nowadays, and it's an extension of their life. It will be hard to implement that across like all concerts, but
definitely
maybe one day, you know, maybe one day, or at least just a discussion, bring up a discussion to, for people to be, you know, more in the moment in a sense, as Lawrence said, grooving and enjoying the music.
Got it.
Right. So yeah. Any more thoughts, Rika G?
That's it, man.
All right. Let's wapow to what I think is the scariest, TT like that we've talked about in a long while, man.
I feel like this is the culmination of all of your opinions about the ocean.
The ocean where we don't
all
belong?
The 5 years.
Yeah, man. We don't belong
podcast.
There, right? So we're, and I mean, you know, we're laughing right now, but it is a serious matter. There is a Titanic tourist submersible. That's what they're calling it. So basically, it's a underwater craft, and it has taken some very wealthy passengers on it to go down and go down and like check out like the Titanic, like the Titanic wreck. And each ticket apparently costs $250,000 for a seat for an 8-day trip, which included dives to the wreck at 3,800 meters deep. And as of a few days ago, they have lost contact with that submersible. And up until now, and Rico was talking about it earlier, based off the time of this recording, in terms of how much air the passengers have left, it's only 4 or 5 hours left.
Until
they run out of air.
Yeah, 5 hours. Yeah.
And it's looking grim, man. I mean, what can you say about it? Like, first of all, before we talk about what actually, like, the stuff that happened behind the scenes, that's crazy, right? Like, how do you lose a vessel, a modern vessel? Like
I know.
That?
Yeah.
Especially during a trip that is, you know, very hazardous in a sense. You should have all the fail safes.
Yeah, exactly. And to have that, you know, that price tag on that ticket, you would think that they would have, you know, like all these security measures and people who are, you know, right then and there can rescue them.
Yeah.
But if you do look at all of like the news coverage on this Titanic submarine, they did a lot of like news coverage would interview like ex-military, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it actually puts things into perspective. So I highly, highly suggest na parang if you are like confused as to how and why this happened and everything, you know, watching all of those news coverage and whenever they interview experts and whenever they interview people who have been on a Titanic submarine.
Yeah.
Who have actually seen like the Titanic wreckage, down under their wreckage. It actually, yeah, parang medyo ano mo na, damn, oh, ano, how did this happen? So as of right now, actually as of an hour ago, right now there's Canadian military that's searching for them. Kasi it's not just, you know, like one country, I think.
Plus, there's billionaires on board. So, you know, yeah, like their family has money. Like, and they're probably sending all resources possible. One of the missing people, or one of the people on that ship, is actually a British billionaire, businessman and explorer named Hamish Harding. So, they have resources coming in. And which is weird as well, because one of the things that popped up online is that there's a photo of like the inside of the thing and what they're using to control the machine. And keen-eyed like gamers were able to spot that it's being controlled by a $40 like video game controller.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, what? What is that,
and then,
bro?
What's another thing that's crazy about it is there's this one button that controls the door.
Mm.
So like yun lang, like they're actually shocked at how simplistic the whole thing is.
Yeah.
Which I believe, and naisip ko naman kasi baka naman they really made it that simplistic for it to actually go down underwater that far.
Yeah, maybe para lang it doesn't have like the, you know, the whole tech, like the whole techie, so many buttons kind of thing to make it very accessible. And because of that, I actually learned that the U.S. Navy actually uses Xbox controllers on their submarines. Did you know that? Yeah, they as replacements for bulky flight sticks used for controlling periscopes and photonic masks. So, but in that case, naman, they're not using the controllers to control the whole thing. In this case, it seems like they use this $40 controller to control the actual submersible, which is, I don't know, it just seems like, yeah, if you're investing that much and you're charging that much for a trip down there, you would have top shelf, I don't know, like Tesla level, Mercedes level equipment. I don't know what equipment is used on ships, but whatever the number one supplier is, they should have gone with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, you know, I do remember watching a video where they interviewed, like a newscaster interviewed an expert about all of this. And parang the main question was, how can you send people down there without any training? And he did say that, well, obviously, these are people that are adventurers, quote unquote. You know, they do have the money to pay whoever they want so that they would let them go go into the submarine without any training or, you know, with little training. It's the same thing as, you know, people who have the money to go on SpaceX or something like that.
I get that.
So it's the same thing. Parang ganun na parang adventurers sila. And this is like one of the riskiest things that you can do. So as of now, I think the main update would be the running out of oxygen in 5 hours.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, yeah. And Rika and I were discussing it behind the scenes. Hopefully, they, you know, it happens before they, you know, before they run out, and they make a documentary out of it, and it's going to be intense and whatnot. But man, I don't know what to say. I feel like it's looking grim, but I'm hoping for the best. And I guess that's my final thoughts on this. Like, we don't belong in the ocean, man. I'm just saying that deep down there, that deep down there, we don't belong in the ocean, man.
4,000 meters deep,
you know,
kilometers, ano ba?
Yeah, 3,800 meters, 4 kilometers. Like, imagine running that on land. That's how far deep down they are.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's down there. That's what's crazy. That's where the Meg came from. They had to go down 3 layers of freaking, like, whatever the sphere is down there. It had to pop out through a freaking volcano or whatever it was. Like, I don't know, man.
I think also there's also that danger na if they were found, obviously, kunwari, if they are found, yung the ascent would also be dangerous.
Yeah, because of the pressure.
And it won't. Yeah, and it won't take like 30 minutes to go up. Obviously, hindi. Yeah. And if they only have how many more hours of oxygen left?
Yeah.
And then there's also the danger of the people who will be on that, you know, craft na magsisave sa kanila. It's another danger for them. Kasi what if they get stuck there?
More risks.
So it's another thing. Yeah. More risks. Yeah. So. Yeah, we are hoping for the best,
man. But yeah, so I guess next week by tomorrow we'll see if they end up declaring closing off the search or
250,000 dollars.
Yes, dollars. A quarter of a million dollars to get on there, and I mean to I guess fulfill the thrills that adventurers seek, man. Sometimes at that level of wealth, they've probably done everything that they could on land. And they wanted to venture into the sea.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that's what happened. I mean, that's one of the kind of selling points of that trip. And I mean, it would be like, in terms of, I get it, right? Like, how cool would it be to see the wreckage of probably the most famous maritime disaster in history?
Mm.
Like, that's something that not really many people in the world have ever seen, like, in person. Yeah. Maybe just through the eyes of a underwater cam. But to say that you did it in person, or the movie, right? So, you know, if you see it in person, you can say you are one of like, what, maybe like 40 people to ever see it. And that is something I understand why that was worth their money. But wow, man, like, you know, at that point right now, they're probably not, you know, they're not thinking about that. They just want to survive. So hopefully, man, hopefully they make it out, man. Any more thoughts on this?
That's it.
All right. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right. We're talking about Taylor Swift. So all the Filipino Swifties out there are sad right now. Sad. Wrecked. Marissa said, what did she say? Today is a day of mourning. That's what she messaged me yesterday. Today is a day of mourning.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Taylor Swift did not add the Philippines to her set of tour dates and destinations for her The Eras tour. And wow, it's surprising because even Taylor Swift has said herself that Filipino Swifties are some of her top listeners in the world. So it makes people are now wondering, speculating, why was the Philippines not added to the dates for her tour? And let's talk about that, Rika G.
Why?
On Twitter, apparently there's discussions whether did Taylor just not like the Philippines. That's one of the discussions. The other thing is, in terms of venue, that's one of the big discussion points. Someone on Twitter posted, and of course, I don't know how true this is, but it did garner a lot of reactions, was that maybe Taylor did actually want the Philippines on her tour, but based on inside intel, and I don't know what this inside intel is, was that apparently because the Philippines does not have a quote-unquote proper national stadium within an urban area, the stadiums did not meet the regular hosting requirements that other countries did meet.
Dahil sa Philippine Arena.
I guess so. Maybe because
Philippine Arena malayo.
I guess so. That's one of the reasons, though. Another reason, though, being is from another Twitter user who says that the Eras tour requires a lot of stage and set changes. And I think in terms of, you know, whatever Philippine Arena or whatever they were considering here does not have the capacities or the capabilities to do all the things that make Taylor Swift's like vision for her tour come to life. So those are the three, I guess, the three things. So yun nga, one is, did Taylor just not want to come here? Or two is that, is it because we don't have an arena that's close by to the central area? Or three is because the arena or the stadium or whatever, we don't have the capabilities of producing the show that she wants. Those are the three things. And yeah,
actually, the last two reasons, I think it's something na parang very logical.
It is. It makes sense.
Now, they are just looking at the production side of it. And obviously, they don't want to half-ass anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know that Taylor Swift will always be Taylor Swift. But, you know, it is a big production.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, so parang gets ko naman if those would be the reasons. Pero parang ang mean naman nung she doesn't like the Philippines.
She's been here before, parang, right?
I think Red.
Yeah, I know they were even giving out tour. Like yung mga parang win a ticket through parang Cornetto yata yun or whatever, like an ice cream brand. Yeah, it was Cornetto. Marissa just said Cornetto to me because she tried to win. She didn't win, man.
Okay. You know, you can't fool her, right. Okay? But yeah, I mean, pero honestly, like sa akin, naisip ko tuloy, like I'm just gonna add on one more theory onto there for me. What if like this is just like a marketing ploy? Na parang, let's see the clamor in the Philippines.
Oh shit, you know that's what I big mean? Like, additional see, dates added.
Oh, can you imagine? Grabe, sold out, wala pang 30 seconds.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how you do, you know, PR.
Yeah. And for sure, Taylor, we will not sell bags of air here, okay?
No, diba yun yung ano, no.
But based off that second point, which is yun nga, it's not in an urban, like it's not within the main area, there was discussions through that thread on Twitter and saying like, you shouldn't direct your hate towards Taylor and her team. Well, we should be not really hate, but we should direct our grievances towards the people that are making these stadiums here. Like, why don't we have like a main stadium that is a huge draw for not just international artists, but I mean, in some sense, Araneta was the one that was kind of, it's the one for us in a sense, because it's in Cubao, diba? It's in the central, I mean, not really central, but it's accessible. It does still hold big artists, but do we need a bigger one or do they need to improve that one? I feel like those are the things that maybe should be discussed. Yeah. Like our tax money should be going to improving something that will help benefit the economy as well, right?
Pero grabe sayang sa Araneta kasi I saw somewhere that Quezon City is like one of the cities that's like one of the top listeners of Taylor Swift.
Oh, for sure. Literally. For sure.
Literally.
I swear you cannot go to any sort of bar or event or anything within the day and you won't probably hear a Taylor Swift song being played.
Oh yeah.
Like it's sure. There,
birthday
man.
Party ng 2-year-old. Oh yeah. Lahat meron. Yeah, actually, sa LTO, feeling ko pinipay. Alam mo yun, yung parang nasa ER ka.
Because she makes bangers, man. Like, I know you yourself, you're not a big Taylor Swift fan, but you can appreciate naman that she has made hits upon hits upon hits.
Alam mo,
every year, every album. It's just there's at least 2 or 3 bangers on there.
Oh yeah, but alam mo, I feel like I would be that fan na parang, let's say, nabigyan ako ng free ticket or something and I'd be like, I don't think I'm gonna enjoy it. Right. Parang, okay, sige, I'll go. Pero once I'm there, I'm like,
No, but truth be told, man, like, I'm not a big, for example, Coldplay fan and medyo nagsisisi ako because I know you went here, like, we got tickets through RX,
right?
Yeah,
bro.
And they offered me, I was like, do you want to go? And I was like, layo eh, nasa MOA pa yun eh.
Big mistake.
A big mistake in hindsight. Because I only know like 3 Coldplay songs at the time and now with the BTS song and everything. But just seeing like, you know, and seeing not just here in the Philippines, but how they do their performances, man, I missed out, man. Like, it's really coordinated and they really had a vision that they brought to life, which they bring to life in different countries. And I think, yun nga, like the third point I brought up earlier, Taylor doesn't want to half-ass a show, right? I think that she really is that performer. You know, like she, if it's not this, then it cannot be. We cannot do this. And I feel like, yun nga, even with Philippine Arena and it's huge, I think it has the highest capacity in the world for an indoor whatever. Like if you look it up on Wikipedia, I don't think capacity was the issue. I think it's more of logistics. Mm-hmm. for the stage. Pero grabe, no,
for them, if that's the case then, and for them to actually turn that down, mm-hmm. it just means that it's not about that.
Yeah, not in terms of attendance. It's not about, I don't think they're worried about attendance. They're worried about, I think, logistics. That's what I'm guessing. Of course, none of that is confirmed. And I don't think they ever will. Like, why would Taylor release any sort of statement? Like, it would just harm them, harm her brand here, if ever. I don't think they're going to do that. But we can, I guess, take educated guesses. And to me, I've always said this, I freaking hate the location of Philippine Arena. It is just not fun to get to. Whether you commute or whether you drive, it's just not a good time getting there, man. Like,
that's the thing, because I guess, like, the main point of, like, the Philippine Arena is because para malayo siya, you know, in the heart of the city where all the traffic and everything is. Para lahat ng pupunta doon are actually, like, they really are going to the venue.
Right,
but then again, how accessible is it? Kumbaga, kung lahat din naman ng pala ng pupunta doon would be stuck in traffic, then what is the point of it being there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Pero,
Question ko actually, do you think that Taylor Swift can fill up maybe 3 Philippine arenas?
Oh, she could have 4, she could have a whole 7-day tour and it would fill up every day. I'm 100% confident in that.
For sure.
Like, she is the biggest artist, I think, here in the Philippines. She's probably the biggest international artist, even surpassing Ariana, surpassing Beyonce. I feel like Taylor Swift has a wider appeal. And that's just me talking out loud. I don't know that as statistics, but I wouldn't doubt that she could sell out 7 days in a row. I have no doubts about that.
Did you see that she will be touring up until like mid-2024?
Yeah, I saw that.
Bro, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Grabe.
Until feeling August of next year.
Feeling ko tuloy like last na nga ba tong tour or something? Because it, like, you know, it takes out a lot from a person. Yeah. To go, diba, tour. And we've heard that from different artists.
Right.
Na parang, you know, they love seeing the fans all over the world, but it takes a lot out of them to tour.
100%. I mean, Bieber had that whole thing where he had to cancel his thing because he got overwhelmed. And, you know, I understand. And good for him that he took that mental break. But, like, just looking at the tour date list, I mean, Mexico City got 4 days. Tokyo got 4 days. You know, like, Australia only got 3, man, compared to Japan, right? And you would think, I don't know what the Taylor Swift, the Swiftie culture is in Japan or whatever, the fans there. But, you know, I would venture an educated guess that there are more Filipino Swifties than Japanese Swifties because of just the language, for example.
Mm.
So it's just, it's kind of crazy in that sense that why we didn't get a tour date here. And I doubt it's because of fans. I just kind of want to put that out there. I don't think Swifties have failed Taylor Swift at all in this case. It's
up until now.
It's
freaking 2023, dude. Like,
no
people
way,
are still standing with Taylor, with all of the controversy and everything.
Grabe. But it's so tiring, man. Because she's going from Singapore, direction to Europe, France, Sweden, Portugal, Spain, back to France, the UK. Oh, baka pwede ka. UK, Edinburgh.
Yeah. Meron siya di, Liverpool. Meron din siya London eh.
Ayaw nga. London, syempre. Wembley. Wembley. Ireland. Oh, bring, you know, bring, what's your friend's name?
Charlotte.
Oh, bring Charlotte, man. Is Charlotte a Swiftie? Dala kayo ng red hot dog, di ba? Man.
I don't know. Dude, that'd be such a vibe to actually like have like Taylor Swift. Kasi diba like in our concert halls here, they sell like yung mga ganun, like mga hot dog ganyan.
Yeah.
Like, dude, red hot
red
dog.
Red hot dog,
tapos,
baby. Diba?
Diba? Kinakanta pa ba niya yung ano? Yung
red?
Our song.
Okay,
tagal na yung our song.
Feel ko our song wala na eh.
Dude, our song is like my favorite Taylor Swift song, yeah.
That's the song that made her blow up, and that's when she was still quote unquote Taylor Swift,
hindi
our country.
Ba?
Country.
Oh.
Teardrops on my guitar. Same album sila. What, the one that blew up? Maybe it was Teardrops. You might be right, actually. From that album, because it was Tim McGraw, Teardrops on My Guitar, and Our Song. But Our Song is the one that really made me notice her.
Yeah.
Right?
Our song is a slam screen door. The best.
Diva, I mean, even if there's always something, there's a song that I'm sure any fan or anybody can appreciate from her.
Right.
But I doubt that she'll delve into the Taylor Swift original song discography for her.
My new album siya, and you know, she does have like fairly recent bangers, even just like the last 2 years.
But Red, man, Red is the one for me. That is my number one and
really?
Then, yeah, close to 1989. Like, those are the two albums for me that are peak. I wouldn't say, well, I would call it peak, but obviously she's still at her top right now. But for me, those are the two albums where I'm like, that is the Taylor Swift era that I would go and watch a concert of. But if I could go
honestly,
back in time.
Can I just say that, like, the Folklore and the other one, ano yung after no Folklore?
I forgot. Basta medyo deeper na yung
mellow.
Yeah, more mellow.
Actually, for me, I would like to say that those two albums that she released on YouTube or something, alam mo yun, yung parang yun lang yung release niya.
Yeah.
For me, it was really refreshing. Mm. And to see her as an artist who releases like all of these pop songs, and then for her to release something that's like more mellow, and I feel like she really enjoyed making.
Yeah.
Parang for me, it made me appreciate her more as an artist. Mm-hmm. Parang, okay, she can actually make music like just for her enjoyment.
Right, right.
And that's how it is. And I think they also, you know how I raved about Miss Americana when I watched it on Netflix? Mm-hmm. Na parang, they also touched on that, on her song-making abilities
and
how she makes songs. Na parang, you know, she's really into it. And for me, very, although I didn't really, you know, I didn't really play the album over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was refreshing to see her release those songs.
Yes, I think so, man. And I think it goes to show her staying power in terms of still retaining even like the older fans. Like, because for example, Justin Timberlake, he did something similar. I don't know if you caught Justin Timberlake's last album or latest album. It was a similar
album.
But he came out with a similar vibe a few years ago where he shifted from his, you know, his pop and R&B bangers and went down that route. And his album, I don't know if it flopped per se, but he did not garner as much, you know, he's not as popular anymore. Because that album did not do as well. So it goes to show that Taylor Swift, even though Folklore was a big shift from her other albums, people are still, you know, wanting, like, Justin Timberlake, basically what I'm saying is Justin Timberlake will not sell out 7 shows in a row here. I don't think he would anymore. Maybe back in the day he could have, but now no more. But Taylor Swift, man, no question. Easy money. Easy money in the bank right there.
Easy, not just money, easy millions.
Easy millions. Easy millions.
Diba?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's it.
That's it, man. Yeah. So any more final thoughts on this? Do you think, like you said, do you think there will be a, ano tawag dito? A tours added or dates added in the future?
I'm really hoping, but I think right now people are just scrambling for Singapore.
Singapore, yeah.
People from the Philippines will be like, okay, get Singapore, easy. Yeah. Alam mo yun. But then again, it's not a lot of people can do that.
True.
Diba? Yeah. Pero hopefully they do add, you know.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter's her opening act? Dude, that's
wow.
That's dope. Dude, I love her song. What's that song?
What's the song? The one at TikTok.
Na, 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 na. What's the title of that song? Freak, man.
This is so bad.
This is so bad. But I love that song.
Wait, I've been listening to... No, Nonsense.
Nonsense. Dude, that song is so good. And I know I might get hated for it, but it sounds like... It's like an Ariana song, but Sabrina Carpenter. So I don't know if that's a bad thing to say, but I thought it was Ariana when I first heard it because it sounds like an Ariana banger. But that song is so good, bro.
Sabrina Carpenter. It is.
So you get Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor Swift? Man.
I didn't know that she had an opening act. Huh.
It says with special guest Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know if she's going to join her for all the tour dates. If she does, wow, that's huge. I mean, good for her. And it's not like Sabrina Carpenter can't sell out shows either. I mean, in select markets, I'm sure she has millions of followers and she has, you know, she came from Disney Channel. But to be able to join Taylor Swift, like, that's just a power combination wherever you get to see them.
For sure.
Damn.
For sure.
All right, man. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, that's the podcast for today, man. Oh, thank you, by the way, to our sponsor, GoTime, man. We got a sponsor. So, please continue to support the podcast. It means a lot to us, not just for the sponsors, but because, we really love doing what we do here, and it seems like a lot of Lecce fans enjoy what we do. We also have something new, Rika G. Rika G had to message me because she's a millennial.
I know. I'm a millennial.
Like, what is a broadcast channel on Instagram?
So it's, you know what, you guys, if you were here from the very start, do you guys remember when we created that group chat? On Instagram, where you had to be added personally by us.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the same thing, but this time around, you can subscribe to it, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Although you cannot chat in it like a group chat that we did before, unless we give you permission, like unless we add you as a whatever, like a contributor or whatever. What we can do is it's a centralized place on Instagram where we can update you, or we can ask for feedback on trending topics, or got us a question. Like, it's basically a place where you can find all the updates to our podcast in one single chat.
But if you are, if you aren't on Instagram, we are on Facebook still. So it's the Halo Halo Show Facebook, the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam group. It's on Facebook. And there you can actually post whatever you want as long as you're not selling anything or you're not scamming anybody. Yeah.
So shout out to Lawrence Enriquez, who actually commented and gave us material to talk about on today's podcast.
Yeah.
So you can do stuff like that. Be like Lawrence. Be a Lawrence in a world full of, I don't name that, we that won't get us in trouble. Be a Lawrence in a world full of, I don't know, Karens.
I don't know.
Sorry to all the Karens out there. yeah, but if you are a Karen and you are a Lecce fan, please do comment and follow us on our Instagram broadcast channel. Enrica G mentioned that you're doing a short soon for Our Climbs. What's going on with that?
Yes, so I'm going to do, we're going to do YouTube shorts, like the short form vlogs, which I'm truly, truly enjoying. So it's Our Climbs on YouTube. And please subscribe, or just basically just watch. You don't have to subscribe if you don't want to, but if you do want to, then go ahead.
There we go, man. And for me, if you want to catch my solo podcast, it's called Teveza the Best. Basically, I just talk about what I talk about here, but I delve deeper into movies and stuff. Especially, I hate on a lot of movies on there, but I also give a good a lot of good suggestions, I think. So if you want to catch that, it's also on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But with that being said, that's the podcast. Rika G, shall we extra song? I love the show. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.